News. Now,
WMAL News at Noon. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Byrne. Some good news. Finally, out of Las Vegas, Anne Arundel County native Tina Frost, shot in the eye at the Route 91 Harvest Festival 2 weeks ago, took her first steps yesterday since she was hospitalized. A family spokesperson says Frost is tapping her foot to music and squeezing the hands of family members. Frost was shot in the forehead and lost her right eye. She's a 2008 graduate of Arundel High and lives in San Diego. New evacuations are being ordered as wildfires continue spreading in Northern California.
We talked to some firefighters yesterday who were very young, who were very excited about being there in terms of they wanted to help, and everybody's been thanking them, but they've been going 4 and 5 days straight. There are pictures of firefighters who are using rocks as pillows trying to get some rest in between shifts, so you understand just how tired they are in terms of trying to deal with this fire.
Correspondent Ryan Young there, at least 36 people have been reported killed, with hundreds more still missing. The international reaction to President Trump's move on the Iran nuclear deal is not a positive one at this point. A spokesman says United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly hopes the deal will remain in place. The president's leaving its future in the hands of Congress, asking for more stringent rules.
Congress has 60 days to decide whether or not it will reimpose sanctions on Iran, at a time when they're already debating tax reform, DACA, and how to fund the government. The Trump administration hoping Congress will keep the deal intact, but create new parameters, giving the U.S. power to impose heavier sanctions if Iran violates the deal.
Correspondent Kristen Holmes there. 18 states and the district are going to court, hoping to force President Trump to make the next federal payment to health insurance companies. Trump has decided to end those subsidies intended to help poor people afford health insurance. He says the money was only helping insurance companies lift their own stock prices.
Not only puts pressure on the marketplace, it also puts pressure on Congress to do something and to act. After Republicans in the Senate failed to get a simple majority to pass this, you'd think that the president would do something that would perhaps assuade Democrats, who he'll need to pass a repeal and replace, a fix of Obamacare.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez there. A man from Prince William County has been sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for obstructing justice and making false statements involving terrorism.
28-year-old Michael Queen of Woodbridge was sentenced on Friday in federal court in Alexandria. Prosecutors say he and a conspirator lied to FBI agents who were investigating their friend who was trying to travel to join the Islamic State. Authorities say Queen knew the friend had tried to join the Islamic State in 2014, but denied it to protect him. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Just about 3 weeks to go now in the Virginia's race for governor. Now Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam are pulling out all the stops. Former Vice President Joe Biden's expected in Reston today campaigning for Northam, while current VP Mike Pence is headed to southwestern Virginia on Gillespie's behalf. UVA political scientist Jeffrey Skelly.
With turnout likely to fall pretty dramatically from the presidential election, it does make some sense to really play to your base, because at the end of the day, the people who are usually most in tune with what's going on and most politically active are partisans.
Monday's the final day you can register to vote in the election. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's looking to extend a tax break to more members of first responders. During his 2-day swing through western Maryland, Hogan says he wants to add former correctional officers to the list of those that are exempt from state income taxes on part of their retirement income. It's an expansion of a bill Hogan proposed in this year's legislative session that gave police, fire, and emergency response workers a tax break. Hogan calls it good economic policy, but also the right thing to do. We're checking on traffic and weather now at 12:04. Janice Kirkell has the latest from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Steve. Heavy delay is expected on Georgia Avenue because of road work. That's Route 97 in Maryland between Randolph Road and Lay Hill Road. It's down to one lane in both directions. The Taste of Annandale 5K, that goes until 10:30 tonight, so avoid John Marr Drive, Columbia Pike, and Mason District Park. And don't forget that construction blocking all lanes on 123 northbound at Route 29. That goes until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast now, but should clear out in the afternoon into the upper 70s for a high, down to the low 60s overnight tonight. Tomorrow looking sunny, highs in the low 80s. Right now 65 in Springfield, 64 in Beltsville. We're at 66 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250.
The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice on how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
There's a famous Warren Buffett quote. Be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful. For 8-plus years now, the stock market has been on an absolute tear. It's broken record after record after record. In fact, it's the second longest bull market in history. But I'm telling you something right now. Please listen. Please listen. While everyone has become complacent, while everyone else is expecting the stock market to go on like this forever, this is when, as Buffett said, you should be fearful. In fact, this is when you should take action to protect yourself. Because if you don't, you could be putting decades of hard work and sacrifice at risk. And at this stage of the game, you may not be able to recover. I want you to think back the dot-com meltdown. I want you to think back the financial crisis. I want you to think back just how devastating markets can be, cruel as they can be, but they don't care. You're the one that has to take the action. And I'm not the boy crying wolf here. Every bull market has a bear. It's just a fact of life. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And how big that market correction will be, nobody knows. Could be a bear market. It could last. I'm going to give you some stats here. Paul and I are going to talk about this today, but the question is, the only question that matters is, how is it going to impact you individually? And what action are you taking today to protect yourself? So Paul and I are going to talk about all the different ways that you can protect yourself. What are the proactive things you individually can do to better position your investments? Things that you can do today to protect the downside. Easy things that you can do to ensure that you have a higher probability of having the kind of retirement or financial secure future that you want. Paul, thoughts on this?
Yeah, Ron, I think it's so important for us to look at, because the market has always continued to gain, but it gains in a very periodic manner. So I think about, Ron, the first time the Dow crossed 10,000. Everyone was super excited. I can't believe now it's in five digits. And then they're like, oh, but if it goes back down below, I'm getting out. And then it slowly gets to 12, and then it slowly gets to 14, but then it goes down quickly. And then it's 16, 18, 20, 22, and or not 22 yet, but I was talking to someone the other day. They said, Paul, once the Dow goes below 21,000, I'm getting out. And I said, well, why are you getting out? Just, well, that's just a number. Ron, how in the world can we pick a single number and say that's a point in time?
What's it mean? What's it mean?
Yeah, well, that was my question. What is that? Why does that number have significance? So I don't know. It's an even number. I just think if it goes down there. So I think what we got to help share with people today is there's strategies and approaches where you don't have to make those finite decisions where you're drawing line in the sand based on a hunch or an emotion rather than logic that goes along with it.
And when you think about returns, portfolio returns, and we deal with a lot of people that are prepping for retirement or are actually in retirement. And the sequence of those returns are super important. Because, matter of fact, you could have the same return over a period of time, but if the sequence of returns could be an issue because having losses early on, for example, if you're thinking about, if you're within 5 to 7 years right now of retirement, the sequence of returns could be terrible, especially if you're taking more risk than you want and you have the first 2 or 3 years that you're entering this phase of taking income distributions. You have that decline, that, and then you continue to have to pull money out of that to live on. That has a devastating impact, where if those declines come in the back end, let's say of a 10-year period, you're getting about the same return, but where those returns come from are really, really super important.
Yeah. I mean, so Ron, everyone looks at the number of $1 million. Is, hey, I crossed this threshold, or I'm getting near there, or I'm past there. Am I able to retire? But I like to use the analogy, if you're at $1 million, and like you just said, Ron, I'm 5 years from retirement. But imagine a year from now. So it's 2018, and you're at 800,000. Just because the markets move that direction, what then just happened to your retirement plan? Did it get extended further? Or what I fear is, are people going to take on additional risk because they've been complacent now? We've been just moving slowly, Ron. I mean, everyone's like, oh, the market's really volatile. And I know we've talked about that on the show, but it's not. It's actually really low. So people, they're getting comfortable. And think about all
some of the
things.
Lowest volatility we've ever experienced, Paul.
Yeah, but people don't think that way because all they see is the flashy numbers or the CNBC or the CNN scrolling lines, bright red, bright green, and it's influenced our emotional feelings about the market. And so what do? We're becoming numb and complacent. So we're just not making any changes, or we're not thinking about what could happen in the future. And you have to remember, as part of your life plan, you got to look forward. You can't look backwards anymore. And one of my favorite phrases you use, Ron, is today is the first day of the rest of your life. Well, your plan and your investment strategy has to be set up that way.
In 1987, Paul, I was down in Lincoln doing some continuing ed for my securities license. I was in a class. It was actually December of 1987. In October, the market had crashed. And there was a gentleman there that owned his own business. And he said, you know what? And he wasn't in. He happened to be passing through. He knew somebody that was in class, but he owned his own business there in Lincoln. He said, well, you know what? I don't trust the market. I'm never going to invest in the market again. I go, what happened? He goes, well, I put money in August. And I pulled it out during the crash. Here, a guy had waited. We had one of the biggest bull markets in history. He says, I will never go back into the market again. That was 1987. And actually, the severity of the loss is important, but the recovery is also important. And Buffett and a famous investor, one of the most famous in history, famed mutual fund manager Shelby Davis, said you make most of your money in a bear market. So you need to be able to keep powder dry. What we're going to talk about today, too, is irreplaceable capital strategies, using options, things that you can do to protect your downside and still participate in some of the upside. But it reminds me of that dinner we had with someone that had joined the firm, and he had fired Bank of New York. And we said, why did you come with us? And he said, they asked the same question. How on earth could you fire us after we made you so much money? He said, please do not confuse the bull market with doing what you said you were going to do. When I hired you, I wanted very specific downside protection. The fact that I matched the market told me I was probably taking too much risk. And when I dug in, I was. And so that's something you need to do, is have a downside assessment of how much risk you're taking. I've never in my 35 years in this profession, I've never had a client walk in and say, I'm upset, Ron. You made me more than I expected. Never had. Yeah. I'm just telling you. Never had it happen. But the risk always has been, always will be, people doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, locking in a permanent loss because they didn't know how much risk they were taking. And we've talked about this time and time on Wealth from Wisdom. Investor behavior is the single most important factor, not what you own, but how you react with what you own at different times in its history.
Yeah. And so, Ron, and to that fact, though, is this complacency feature. So what happens with most people, they go to an advisor and then they don't make any changes. Or worse yet, they don't understand what their advisors actually put them in. And so they get their quarterly reports, or they log in and see their information. And what do they look at? Am I up money or am I down money? And they don't look at risk-adjusted return, or they don't look at, hey, maybe what my advisor put me in 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago was right at that time, but it was in a bunch of mutual funds, and now maybe I need to make some adjustments to that. But, okay, because this market has gone up over the last quite a few years, Ron, and slowly, people think, it's fine. I just keep going up, so I'm just going to leave it alone. And that's where I know many of you listening today, you've had this thought about, should I be making a change or should I be making an adjustment? But because there's been no pain for you, there's been no harm to your account going down, that you haven't done anything about it. And so you need to do something, because what's going to happen is when something does move in the market, either up or down, you're going to be upset that you kept saying to yourself, I want to make a change.
Knowledge is power. Understanding, and if you're okay and you go in and say, I'm okay with the level of risk, I'm okay with this level of downside, I know me and I'm not going to do something stupid when something bad happens, then that's fine. But doing an assessment, hugging your risk budgets right now, truly knowing what your downside risk is. You know, so we had 1987, we had the dot-com, we had the financial crisis. It just happens. And what there's a great quote from Buffett. You know, he talks about being greedy when everybody else is fearful. I remember in 2008, in January, I had two brothers that sold their business. They were listening to the noise saying, well, these markets could go down another 50%, when in fact, it was the lowest risk time that you could have invested. So not having a game plan, not understanding how the economy works and certain businesses will continue to do well is really critical. And one of the best ways to avoid that complacency or just not knowing is really working and having an effective game plan for the even after you're gone. So a lot of times we focus, Paul, on accumulation, investment, risk in the market. But some of these things are so simple to do and they have nothing to do with what the market's going to do. And that's estate planning. Paul, you and I, we have kids. That's the real priority in our life, right?
Absolutely.
There's just nothing more important than that. And so I want to make sure, you want to make sure that our kids, our spouse, those that we love are taken care of when we're gone. Because if you don't have an effective estate plan, everything you own, your house, your cars, could be tied up in courts, probate. We see costs. It could be double taxation on some of the investments that you have. We've put together a great report. It's our latest report, Estate Planning Simplified. It's a short 10-page report. It's easy to read, and it's jam-packed full of actionable strategies. The best news is it won't cost you a dime. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first callers to get your report right now at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Call now, 888-419-8513. How could you protect yourself from the next looming correction? What are things you need to do right now to take decisive action? Paul West and I, Ron Carson, are going to continue talking about this on Wealth from Wisdom.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself? You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and thanks for joining us today on Wealth from Wisdom. If you believe the stock market won't go up forever, if you believe that a market correction is inevitable, then the question you have to ask yourself right now is, what am I, not somebody else, what am I doing about it? What am I, you, doing to protect your investments and everything you've worked for? Coming up, we're going to continue to talk about taking less risk or understanding the risk or the level of risk that you have in your portfolio. And consider this. Debt for the average consumer has returned to pre-2008 levels, Paul. Think about that. Total household debt climbed to $12.73 trillion in the first 3 months of this year. And this is according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. This represents a $149 billion increase from the end of 2016. Today's debt level is higher than the $12.68 trillion peak hit in 2008. It's not only higher, it's accelerating very fast. And most of this is in the car, loan, and consumer credit area, not mortgages. This is stuff. Consumer credit is the empty calories on a diet, right? You're just out, you're buying stuff. It makes you feel good. So that's something to be aware of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as we watch consumer spending, Ron, and it's an important indicator of the market, it's good and it's bad, right? It's good because take car dealerships, automobile industry, they love it when consumers are spending more and more. It also is positive maybe for the net impact of the economy, but it does create debt levels to go there. So, I mean, we look at it all the time. Hey, we all make mistakes, Ron. We all get complacent. And like, I look at me personally, the last 3 weeks, I think we've been talking, we've been on everywhere on the road. You and I in different locations,
yeah,
between California and Las Vegas and New Mexico and Portland and everywhere. And when you're going that hard, it's sometimes hard to stay disciplined to your eating, to your diet, to your exercise. I know you're really good at it, but like for me, I looked at, man, it's been a tough 3 week stretch here, but it's been good. But if I get complacent at all on it, that's not a good thing. So I got to think about the same way.
Well, you look beautiful.
Well, thank
you.
So you
look
nice.
Just as fit as the last time I saw you. I think it was 12 days ago.
It was a good workout this morning. So, but anyways, as we think about our own portfolio, what happens? I get complacent. And I hear that all the time from people. And probably the one of the most frequent ways I see complacency is people not making adjustments to the future. And one of the ways they don't do this, Ron, is inside their retirement accounts. So many people want it to grow as fast as they can, so they take risk. And so they've maybe left a company and they rolled their 401k into an IRA and they take a lot of risk. And now they get closer to retirement, they haven't de-risked it. So what do we help people do, or what we want people to think about, is how do you de-risk that appropriate amount and have the right allocation for you? And we've come up with a term where I think is very powerful for people to think about, is irreplaceable capital. What is that amount of capital that you cannot stomach that if it went down significantly? So, and then how do you still have upside possibilities with it, but you're more concerned about protecting the overall capital that you have there? And I think for our clients and many people across the country, you got to figure out, stop being complacent, and when's the time to shift over into that investment approach.
Paul, I love, and I use it all the time now when I'm speaking to investors about the speeding analogy, because you pointed out most people are comfortable going 10 to 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. You know, the car's not out of control. They balance that. What they're probably not going to get a ticket, but if they do, it's going to be manageable. One, they can pay a lot of points off their license. And so you ask people when they come in, you know, how fast are you comfortable having your portfolio go beyond your risk budget? And I think most people answer the same thing. You know, the equivalent to driving 10 or 15, and you say, well, how would you feel if you knew you're going 250 miles an hour? Is, I think, the level of risk people are taking. Because we can run these analytics for you. We can show you for sure, based on past and what has happened, how far your portfolio would decline. And that's no guarantee that it's going to be exactly that amount, but it's going to give you a good idea of the level of risk. For example, if you thought it was going to decline 5 and it's going to decline 50, if we're right and it's 52 or 48, it really doesn't matter. You're taking on 10 times more risk than you thought you were taking. This is happening a lot because of zero interest rates. People have shifted. They've bought expensive equities. Bonds could be super expensive in here, especially if you're going out long term. Could be. You notice I said, I mean, what if the economy gets weak, interest rates go down? But you need to know what 3 or 4 different scenarios, if they played out, what would that mean to your portfolio?
Yeah. So let's go on a different angle here, Ron. So how many people have you talked to or listening on the show today that are just sitting in cash because they had an event happen in their life, or they got scared from the election last fall or from 2 years ago that they were concerned? And so they're sitting in cash and they're complacent in terms of, what do I actually do with that? And now their complacency has turned into our next emotional word, fear.
Yeah.
So they're afraid to get back in the market. And I was actually on the phone yesterday with a family, and they're saying, Paul, we don't know what to do. We've been holding this money for 2 years. Is now the right time to get in? And what they need is an irreplaceable capital approach. They need the comfort that they can participate in the market, but not fall dramatically. Because their biggest fear is, and he shared this with me, was, Paul, if I put this money in, but the market goes down 20%, I won't be able to sleep well at night. And so I get where he's coming from. But
no,
I said,
well, you said something, Paul. Can I just hold on? You said if the market, that's different than his investments going down 20%.
Right.
Right? The question should be, are you comfortable with your portfolio going down by X percent? That's what you have to focus on. Then we can plug in the market going down 20, 30, 40, 50 and show you the corresponding what we believe your overall strategy would decline. That's what you need to know.
Yeah, well, I think it's funny, though, Ron. Everyone wants market-based returns, but they don't want to take the risk that goes on.
Exactly, yeah.
And so there's got to be the right balance. So we were talking about who knew that in, what was it, November of 16, that the market was going to continue to grow up and we were going to have this Trump rally happen. But imagine all of you, and there's probably still some of you out there that decided to not be invested in your allocation or in the market. And now you're wondering, okay, it's gone up, you know, and it keeps going up a little bit, but I'm sure as heck not going to get in now because it's going to go down. Well, it may, but if you're hedged appropriately or you've got the right allocation, the market could still go up another 10, 15, 20% over the next 12 months. We don't know. But what we do know is what smart investors do is allocate their money properly based on their plan and having a personalized game plan for the future on. And part of that is they're not going to keep sitting and waiting. They put a plan and make it happen. It's like the weight loss. You put a plan, you make it happen. I think about everyone out there with our homes. All of us have that to-do list, right? And that to-do list, you finish one room of remodeling, or you get the backyard in a setting that you like. Well, you always can think about something else, and it feels so good. I know, actually, I watch you with your Sharpie. When you cross something off your list,
yeah,
it feels great, and you get to move on to the next thing. That's the power of not being complacent, is actually crossing these things off and feeling comfortable with
it. So let's give our listeners some very specific types of things they should do. One is go in and talk to your financial advisor. Find out, and if he can't run analytics on this, and by the way, if he's just guessing, you probably need to go somewhere. It doesn't have to be us. Go somewhere to get a second opinion on that. But do they have irreplaceable capital strategies? Do they have things designed that really don't care whether the market's going to go up and go down? Another thing that's been really popular is writing covered calls on positions. So it doesn't really protect the downside, but you bring that income in, and it gives a buffer because you get to keep that income off the portfolio regardless. Another favorite, and it's an incremental move out of cash or de-risking the portfolio, move into a short-term muni if it's non-qualified money. If it's qualified money like an IRA 401k, look at moving it into a corporate short-term bond ladder. And you don't have to know whether rates are going up or going down. If you get a short-term, it'll be about the same. You can get a decent yield right now in that. And then alternative strategies. You know, long, short, credit, event driven, things that are, that really, again, don't care what the market is actually going to do. I think so often people are, they just want to have, they're used to the S&P or they're used to just passive. And we believe in passive. We believe in active. I mean, in certain strategies, active management provides a heck of a lot of incremental return and can and does if you're using it properly. But then passive makes sense if you're just trying to, hey, I just want to go and I just want to match whatever the S&P is doing. I think this is a pretty bad time to just want to be passive and only focus on doing it as inexpensively, because are you really going to care that you saved, you know, a half of 1% if the market goes down and your portfolio goes down an extra 15%?
Yeah, I think you're dead on, Ron. And so what a lot of people do, how do we do our research? They listen to shows like this, or they most likely go to Google, and you're going to go Google something, and you're going to go find an article that you like that's going to help you with your rationalization of your opinion and keep you complacent in what you're doing today. You say, oh, I'm fine with risk, or I'm fine with what I'm doing. You need to go to a professional. There's a reason why for taxes and complicated tax situations, you go to a CPA. There's a reason why you need legal work, you go to an attorney. You need to go to a professional. You need the help. Google is a great thing, and you can find out a lot of information, but our consumer behavior is to make irrational decisions to make ourselves feel better.
So, Paul, you and I talked about, you know, getting an estate plan is something you can do that's not market-driven. You know, we want you to really pay attention to the risk in your market, but there's other things that you could do. With the market making new highs, say, I want to at least take control and do some things, and a biggie is claiming Social Security benefits. You know, we see this all the time. People claim too early or too late, and they throw off those benefits for life. And these rules around this these days, they're all over the place. There's tons of red tape. There's thousands of different combinations of how you can claim. But the sad news is we're talking about market losses. Here's a $10 billion amount that goes unclaimed every single year because people aren't informed with what they can do. You make one little mistake. You don't do it right. You don't have that much time to go back and redo it. It can have a devastating impact. We've got a report. And It is the Social Security analysis. It's quick. It won't cost you a dime. And it will literally save you thousands of dollars. If you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, be one of the very first callers to get this complimentary, customized, and that's why we limit it. It is customized. So we're going to give this to the first 10 callers right now at 888-419-8513. Get your customized report. Call 888-419-8513. Don't be one of those that leave $10 billion on the table. Call 888-419-8513. Paul and I are going to continue to talk about ways to protect yourself and be just aware of the elevated risks that are in the market today. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth and Wisdom.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. Canadian Joshua Boyle and his family are back home today after 5 years as hostages in Afghanistan. Boyle says the Taliban-linked Haqqani network killed his newborn and raped his wife in those 5 years. Boyle, his wife, and his four surviving kids were freed this past week by the Pakistani military. Correspondent Paula Newton is following the case.
There are a lot of questions as to what he and his wife were doing in the area. He said in his statement that they were just trying to help people who were living in poverty there.
Boyle denied reports that he refused a flight to the U.S. over fears he'd be prosecuted for links to a suspected terrorist. Investors in the Weinstein Company are having some second thoughts following the sexual misconduct allegations against Harvey Weinstein.
Goldman Sachs Group is exploring its options for the stake it holds in the Weinstein Company in the wake of the sexual harassment allegations levied against co-chairman Harvey Weinstein. The Weinstein Board of Directors are expected to meet Tuesday amid reports the studio could hold a fire sale. However, co-founder Bob Weinstein says in a statement, a sale or shutdown is unlikely, and the Producers Guild and Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will convene today to decide on Weinstein's memberships. Jerry Barmash, New York.
At 12:32, checking on traffic and weather, we start with Janice Kirkell in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Steve. All lanes are blocked and EMS is on the scene at an accident in Maryland on Ridge Road, that's Route 27, between Kemptown Road, Route 80, and Windsor Forest Road. And on Occoquan Road at Dawson Beach Road, there is also an accident. Finally, the two left lanes are blocked on 270 southbound near Route 124, also because of an accident. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Its clouds should start clearing out in the afternoon in the upper 70s for a high today, down to the low 60s overnight tonight. Tomorrow looks sunny in the low 80s. We're at 66 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number. 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with your co-host, Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. Could you name the investments in your 401k and your IRA? When is the last time you really updated or rebalanced the investments in these retirement accounts? The truth is many people are taking on way too much risk. And if you don't take action to protect yourself now, you could be setting yourself up for decades of hard work going down the drain just in a moment of bad decision making because of emotion, because of a decline in the market. And Paul talking about 401ks. I remember the days, Janus funds, Putnam funds. I mean, they all had different names, but they all held for the most part top holdings, the same stuff. So someone thought, well, I'm diversified. They just didn't realize they're only diversified in name. They weren't diversified in holdings. And why is now an important time? Stocks are not cheap. We're not saying the market's going to go down. No one can call or time the market. It just doesn't work that way. But here's something you should know. One of the most popular valuation tools out there is the Shiller PE ratios. At current, the ratio is 29. The valuation of the S&P 500 is very high compared to historical levels. To give you an example, according to Forbes, the average since 1881, the year Paul was born, is 1675. The average since 1970 is 25.4. It now stands at close to 30. So it's not astronomically high, but it's higher. Average P.E. ratios based on trailing earnings for the S&P dating back to the 1950s has been 16.5. Today it's 21.3. So you'd see a 30% correction to bring it back to normal levels. And market never tends to correct back to the average. It overcorrects on the upside or it overcorrects on the downside. So I think mentally you have to be prepared for the possibility of even a bigger decline than that.
Yeah. Ron, I think about the investing public is many of them have retirement plans through their employers. You know, the world's changed from defined benefit pension plans to defined contributions. So we as stakeholders have to contribute money. And so we have a 401k, or maybe we work for a school, such as a hospital. We have a 403b plan, those are called. Maybe you have a simple plan or a SEP plan. And there's a lot of different types of retirement plans. And we won't go through all those in today's show. But there's a lot of mistakes that are made in there, and I want to kind of walk through some of the major ones for each one of you. And specifically, when's actually the last time you've logged in and looked at it? I mean, it's amazing the statistics they track on these websites to show that people are very rarely logging in. And what happens is they set their initial allocation, and then they forget it. Now, if you're in a target date fund, that's okay. That's better, but it doesn't always mean it's best for you.
When you say look at it, Paul, how do you mean that? I mean, am I just looking at what the name is, or am I looking at what the name is and then figuring out what the holdings really are and then looking at how did it operate? How did it react in the next market?
No. We're only looking at one thing. The number.
The number. Okay. Right. Just what?
Yeah.
you're not talking about doing real research beyond that.
Yeah. I may go see what is that for my rate of return, but that's if I can find it and it's visible on my 401k plan site without multiple clicks. So here are some common mistakes that you may be making in your 401k. One, not factoring in your allocation to all of your other assets. That's a big mistake people make because guess what? You may own all of these ETFs inside of there or S&P 500 funds, but if you own that also in your current investment advisory accounts, you're on the same track there. So is that the right thing for you? A second mistake people make, Ron, is what do they go look at? Past returns. So they go look at the list of all of their available choices. And usually for most retirement plans, you have a finite amount of choices. So what do they go do? Oh, what did well last year? Okay, I'm going to go put my money in that. And we share this all the time. We go look at some of the top asset level funds of all time. And I know we've even talked about the Fidelity Magellan Fund on this program before.
By the way, can I just share something? I was out at the Napa Valley Wine Auction. Guess who I met on Saturday?
I don't know.
Fidelity Magellan. It wasn't Peter Lynch. Okay, but it was I managed the – I go, how do I know you? Your name – he goes, I manage the Fidelity Magellan Fund. I thought it was incredible. Yeah. So he's off – he owns a resort in this particular gentleman in Puerto Rico now. Anyway, I thought it was interesting.
Did you ask him why the average investor actually lost money versus
– He said it's investor behavior. We actually did talk about
it. Oh, did you?
He goes, it's crazy how people the short-term mentality or – people buy stuff and they don't really understand what they're buying. They're buying a name. And what you just said, Paul, buying the past, we can all become trillionaires buying the past if we get to have the past in the future. But it doesn't work that way. You got to buy where the puck is going, not where the puck is.
Well, this is actually the next mistake. Number three, Ron, is avoiding no-name funds. So people have the tendency to go after and go select the largest name funds. So a Fidelity, a PIMCO, a Vanguard. But little do you know, sometimes in retirement plans, the other names are built specifically for the retirement fans. You may have a CIT, a collective investment trust, or other vehicle inside of there that was designed that's actually better for you from a cost perspective But, oh, I recognize the name Fidelity, Vanguard, PIMCO, whoever's Putnam, whoever's in there. So you select that because that makes you feel comfortable, but that may not be the right decision for you. So another mistake people make in their retirement plans, if your company allows you to buy your own company's stock. So we see this all the time. We've talked about it on shows before. Be very, very cautious about how much money you put in your company stock. And I know we're all passionate. We love what we do, and you and I love working at the Carson Group, Ron. But there's a point where you can't put too much of an allocation in there. So if you have that option, just be careful on what the total amount. Another thing that you have to be careful about is sticking with your default contribution rate. So how many of you out there, have you actually changed your contribution rate? Why didn't you change it? Oh, I'm just going to get to that. I'll get to that later. Guess what? Life happens and you don't make that change. So if you get something on the show today and you want to make that change, go actually make it happen. We'd love to hear from you and say, I did that. I feel better. I made my change. And your change may be higher. You know what? It may be lower. The last mistake we see made, and it's made too often, Ron, and this actually makes me sad, is confirming that your beneficiaries are correct in your 401k or your retirement plan or your 403b. Because you set it up initially, and then you never look at it again. And guess what? Unfortunately, it's not quite visible on your retirement plan website. So with that, make sure, and we recommend this to people annually, just double check that it's correct. It's going to make you feel better because the consequences of it not being correct are more severe than you ever want to imagine.
The message here, the message we want everybody to hear today is be proactive, take responsibility. And I think consumers are getting better. They have more information. We go in, we take responsibility for our health care because it's important. Really, we get to deal and live with it every day. Take that same vigor, that same accountability to these decision making. Work with your, if you're doing it yourself, measure your downside risk. Understand what you own. The same mistake that we make feeling comfortable with big brands, we also, and people buying individual companies. I remember clients coming in buying Merck right before they had the big scare with its drug, you know, and the stock was down 50%, and they bailed out of it because they didn't understand what was behind Merck. They were just buying a name. And so just buying a name brand without really understanding why you own it is going to lead to bad behavior. And look at the Dalbar studies. Bad behavior leads to bad performance. Bad performance normally doesn't come from what you own. It comes from how you react to what you own.
Yeah, and with all these mistakes, Ron, I'm talking about retirement plans, that doesn't mean I want you to go in and just go make a change to your allocation because I said so. You need to have some serious thought about it and plan for what that looks like. So we want you to make changes, but with a plan in mind.
So really the message Paul and I want you to take away today is, yeah, the market is not inexpensive. We're not saying it's going to go down tomorrow, but it is in a big bull market, the second longest bull market in history, 8+ years. And it's normal. These things go up and down. If you've been around for a while, you know it won't last forever. Every bull market is followed by a bear. Just like every sunrise is followed by what, Paul? A sunset. 100% of the time. At least all the time. You're good. At least all the time I've been here on this earth. And we see absolute complacency today. Almost everyone you talk to, I was just out in Napa, I was at Zion, everybody I talked to expects the market just to continue to go up because Trump's in or there's this or there's that. And, you know, I hope it does, but it's not going to. At some point, it's going to go down. So I encourage you to take action, interview a handful of advisors, get a second opinion from those advisors, but do something, please. If you'd like a conversation with us, we'd love to help you. We have our 5-step retirement master plan. This will help you get every penny you can and be as prepared as you possibly can. Take the 5-step master plan, take it to advisors that you actually are interviewing, and this will do an analysis for you. It won't cost you a dime. If you saved $100,000 for retirement, call to schedule your initial analysis right now at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Call now, 888-419-8513. 419-8513. A final segment, Paul and I are going to continue to talk about the single things you must do, should do, to better position yourself for the eventual downturn in the market. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Trust, transparency, accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government. in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group, right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This is what American energy sounds like. Like a country hard at work. Like a nation with the resourcefulness, ingenuity, and grit to get the job done against all odds and beyond measure. As America's third largest capital investor in 2016, and with more than $40 billion in new infrastructure investments planned through 2020, we're creating thousands of high-paying American jobs. NextEra Energy is helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. There's a famous Warren Buffett quote, "Be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful." And we love Buffett. He is he's an absolute genius. He's an amazing human being. And he has lots of other great quotes. Paul, another one of my favorites, is he says, "Our capital markets are relocation centers. They relocate wealth from the impatient to the patient." I like to use the one.
That.
Yeah, I love the one that the markets relocate wealth from those that don't have a plan to those that do have a plan. And I think he's saying the same thing. Patience, right? If you have a plan, you understand how it fits. And we're in a period right now, one of the longest bull runs in history. People are totally complacent. They're not really expecting a downturn. It happens. You need to be prepared for it. As a matter of fact, Buffett and Shelby Davis both say, and we've seen it with our own clients, bear markets where you make your money. You know, keeping your powder dry. Today, in the last segment, we talked about irreplaceable capital strategies, some short-term bond ladders, things you can do. So then when things are extremely cheap and you're fearful, that's exactly when you need to be investing
in the market. I mean, you can buy companies with dividend yields of 5, 6, 7%. I remember we were able to buy muni bond funds trading at a discount with a 20% yield. I had a hard time getting clients to want to do it. What if they go to 25%? I'm like, boy, can you imagine what you would do with a 20% yield today, tax-free? And you could buy the dollar for 75 cents. That's what was happening at the pinnacle of fear in these closed-end bond funds during the financial crisis and during the dot-com meltdown.
Yeah, people wouldn't believe you today, Ron. There's no. They can't even fathom that. So interesting. I love the Buffett quote about patience, but we've been talking about complacency. So now I'm trying to think, what's the difference between patience and complacency? And for me, I'm sitting there thinking about it, is when I'm patient, I'm comfortable with my patience and I don't worry about it. When I'm complacent, I feel like I'm being patient, but there's something bothering me behind the scenes. I want to make a change, but something's not causing me to make that change.
I like where you went with that. So for me, patience is this. I know I've prepared, everything is set exactly the way it needs to be, and I just got to just wait for things to happen to come my way. Where complacency is, yeah, everything's going to be okay. I'll get around to it someday. Everybody's doing it, so it must be okay. And then with patience, shit hits a fan. I'm allowed to say that on radio.
All right, good. Right?
And versus the complacency when that happens, when the stuff hits the fan, I don't know what to do. Where patience, I sit back and go, I'm in great shape. That's the difference.
Yeah, and so I think of complacency, and there's many people out there that are listening today, Ron, and it's okay, you're not alone, by the way, that have gone through life and they've been complacent. And one of the ways we've seen this is not related to the market, but related to your own family's plan that don't have a basic will or trust set up. So again, yeah. If you get something out of today's show, if we can help inspire you to go get that done, I cannot tell you how much better you're going to feel by completing this. So there's so many people as part of their personalized game plan. We help them with an allocation. We help them with cash flow, but we also help them with the legal and infrastructure. And there's many people out there that haven't completed that, and I really think you need to. Just stop for a moment, put it together. But when you work with a firm that puts together a comprehensive game plan for you, they're going to have that on the list, so you won't have to worry about it.
Here's some stats, Paul, and I think, and I've shared these before, but it's part of history. That's a fact. These are not, as Trump says, alternate facts. These are actual facts. The market lost between 85% of its value from 29 to 32. I think there's not no one around really recalls that time period, but it happened. It lost 50% between 72 and 74. And then I already talked about the crash in 87. It lost about a third of its value in a matter of a couple of days. And then again, 50% in 2000 to 2002. And did that again, another 50% loss in 2007, 2009, and then we had a less memorable 20% decline in 2011. You talked about last year already, we had a 10% decline. And all of but the biggies, the 250s and the 85% crash, we had actually three 50s and an 85, stocks were dirt cheap. But people, and even if you would have bought them when they were 40% down or 35, would have still been a great time to come in if you had patience, had a plan, were not complacent. So today, understand what is your risk budget, what is the downside risk, and go in and say, what if? Personally, I don't think the market's going to go down 85, but if you're curious, say, well, what about a 50? We've had three 50s over a relatively short period of time. Ask whoever on your portfolio is, if the market were to go down 50, what would that mean for my portfolio? What would that mean for my financial future? What does that mean for my ability to take income out in retirement?
Yeah, and where are you going to have to replace your capital, Ron, in terms of your living expenses? Because what are you going to keep spending on? Your home, your physical needs, all of your food, healthcare. So one of the mistakes we see people make is not budgeting properly for the increased costs of healthcare. So if there is a downturn and they haven't properly prepared, you're not going to want to give up your healthcare and your prescriptions and your medicine and everything else that you have. So you have to think about that as part of your overall plan.
So you and I, Paul, and by the way, Paul is a partner here at the Carson Group. And we have 52 partner offices around the country.
We're a consumer advocate group. We believe in total transparency, putting the client's interests ahead of our own, accountability, really bringing our massive, we call it MTP, our massive transformative purpose, is to be the most trusted in financial advice. And we really have partners around the country committed to doing that. And we also have, and you're a partner in the consulting group that we have, we consult with, we've been doing this since 93. Carson Group started in 83, and our coaching group, consulting group started in 93, and we had 700 plus advisors in Vegas. We bring them together twice a year for a big meeting. In my opening monologue, I said, I've got some very disturbing news for you. I mean, our profession, like almost every segment of our economy, is going through massive change right now. But disturbing scares most people.
Yeah, most people, you could have heard a pin drop when you said
most
that.
Most people thought it was bad news. Disturbing, just different. And so I think you have to wake up and say, hey, there's a lot shifting right now beneath the surface. And if we're defending the past, what we're comfortable with, what we know, you're probably going to make, you and your financial advisor make some big mistakes, because we're in the beginnings of some of the most massive movements and changes. And you can either prosper or be disturbed in a negative way by some of that. And, you know, I just want you to know the fastest way to make your money work harder is to understand some of these changes that are going on. But also, we've talked about things you can do today. Estate planning, focus on it, makes a difference. Also, Social Security, don't leave $10 billion on the table. And finally, investment fees. By lowering those investment fees, you could have a dramatic impact on your returns starting today, not tomorrow. It has nothing to do with whether the market goes up or goes through a correction. But right now, you're probably paying a lot in additional fees and expenses. This is part of what our profession has changed. There's been opaqueness. They've not been transparent with fees. There's been a lot of different cost pockets. There still are out there, and you need to be aware of what those are. And we can show you. We have a report called The True Cost of Investing. It won't cost you anything. You've got nothing to lose. To get this complimentary report, be one of the first callers, first 10, to call us at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Start today. Take action. There's proactive things you can do. We've got this report for you, The True Cost of Investing, 888-419-8513. It's been a great show. Thank you. My co-host, Paul West, I'm Ron Carson, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement, right here on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I rescued Toast from a shelter in 2011. I love Toast because she's a lazy diva. Toast does whatever she wants, obviously. She's sleeping right now. She's so loving. She's so comforting. When I walked into the shelter, I knew right then that she was special.
Toast, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now entering the cage of doom, Algebra 2! Who will step up to his challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.